Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting third. The first baseman, Art Shires. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Doug Tate. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bill Hunfield. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Thomas. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy Thomas. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jack Rothrock. Batting second. The second baseman, Wally Gerber. Batting third. The left fielder, Russ Scarrett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Phil Toth. Batting seventh. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Hal Rein. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Ruffing. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Red Ruffing. And now, play ball. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a line drive to center field. Rothrock throws towards Rein. Rein fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Rein. Rothrock throws the ball into Rein, who tags Metzler trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Metzler moves to second. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Metzler scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Sissel moves to second. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires strikes out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sissel moves to third. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum takes first base on ball four. Reynolds moves to second. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate strikes out. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sissel scores. Reynolds moves to third. Kaum moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kaum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber strikes out. Two outs. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sissel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan strikes out. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0-for-1 in the game. Shires hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kham hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Reynolds moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-1 in the game. Tate strikes out. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. Kham moves to third. Hunfield moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, White Sox. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-1 in the game. Berg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kham scores. Hunfield scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-0, White Sox. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rothrock. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Berg goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, White Sox. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 8-0, White Sox. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sissel hits a line drive into center field. Rothrock picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Rothrock. Sissel moves all the way to home. That run is unearned. It's 9-0, White Sox. Hadley Senby now pitching. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote fields the ball and throws to Lee Senby covering. Safe. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 11-0, White Sox. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Calm strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hadley Senbi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee Senbi hits a pop-up towards first. Shires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-1 in the game. Rothrock hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Calm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerber hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-2 in the game. Tate hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rothrock. Tate reaches second base with a double. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tate moves to third. One out. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee Senbi fields it and throws to first for the out. Tate scores. Two outs. It's 12-0, White Sox. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reagan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Scarrett hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Barrett reaches second base with a double. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0-for-1 in the game. Reagan takes first base on ball 4. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-1 in the game. Tote hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barrett scores. Reagan moves to third. It's 12-1. White Sox. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Reagan scores. Tote moves to second. Two outs. It's 12-2, White Sox. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 0-for-1 in the game. Rhine hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Metzler hits a fly ball into left field. Skarrat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sissel hits a pop-up towards short. Ryan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hadley Senbi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee Senbi is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee Senbi hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 2 in the game. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 2 in the game. Gerber hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Reeves now playing third base. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Com hits a fly ball into left field. Skarrat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Tate hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reynolds moves to second. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 3 RBIs. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gerber fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Skarrat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skarrat is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Skarrat hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Barrett hits a fly ball into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Reeves for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Williams now playing left field. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a pop-up towards first. Tote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Metzler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Metzler. The throw from Berry and he is safe. Metzler steals second. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sissel strikes out. Two outs. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Shires hits a pop-up towards short. Ryan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tote hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Berry reaches second base with a double. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0-for-2 in the game. Rein hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Berry moves to third. Elliot Bigelow pinch hits for Hadley Senby. Elliot Bigelow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bigelow hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Bigelow reaches second base with a double. Berry scores. Rein goes all the way around to score. It's 12-4, White Sox. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-3 in the game. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Johnny Heving pinch hits for Wally Gerber. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the White Sox 12, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Elliot Bigelow now playing right field. Bill Barrett now playing center field. Bill Narlski now playing second base. Bill Bain now pitching. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Barrett. Com reaches second base with a double. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bain fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Berry settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Berry. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Hunfield hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Barrett. Hunfield reaches second base with a double. Com scores. That run is unearned. It's 13-4, White Sox. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got three RBIs. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bain fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel misplays the ball. That's an error on Sissel. Williams moves to second. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0-for-1 in the game. Reeves hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Shires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reeves juggles the ball. That's an error on Reeves. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Metzler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Barrett. Metzler reaches second base with a double. Thomas moves to third. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Narlski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Thomas scores. Metzler moves to third. That run is unearned. One out. It's 14-4, White Sox. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bain fields it and throws to first for the out. Metzler scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 15-4, White Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Reynolds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 15, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rein hits a fly ball into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elliot Bigelow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bigelow is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Bigelow takes first base on ball 4. Alex Gaston pinch hits for Bill Narlski. Alex Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 15, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.